From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his fourth in a series of messages, expounding one of the most blessed passages in the Old Testament Scriptures, Isaiah chapter 53. The title of this message is Christ Despised and Rejected. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, taken from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Continual Guidance. The text is Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 11. The Lord shall guide thee continually. What aileth thee? Hast thou lost thy way? Art thou entangled in a dark wood? Canst thou not find thy paths? Stand still and see the salvation of God. He knows the way, and he will direct thee in it if thou cry unto him. Every day brings its own perplexity. How sweet to feel that the guidance of the Lord is continual! If we choose our own way, or consult with flesh and blood, we cast off the Lord's guidance. But if we abstain from self-will, then he will direct every step of our road, every hour of the day, and every day of the year, and every year of our life. If we will but be guided, we shall be guided. If we will commit our way unto the Lord, he will direct our course so that we shall not lose ourselves. But note to whom this promise is made. Read the previous verse. If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, we must feel for others, and give them not a few dry crusts, but such things as we ourselves would wish to receive. If we show a tender care for our fellow creatures in the hour of their need, then will the Lord attend to our necessities and make himself our continual guide. Jesus is the leader not of misers, nor of those who oppress the poor, but of the kind and tender-hearted. Such persons are pilgrims who shall never miss their way.
When I tremble
Regular Bible reading is an essential part of the Christian life. In the Holy Scriptures, God has given us everything we need to know for salvation, for spiritual growth, and for the many issues and problems that believers face. However, many Christians do not profit from the Bible as they should because they have no guidance as to how to study it. Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. In this series of studies in Isaiah chapter 53, Dr. Cairns continues an exposition of verse 3. "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." Here we see man's treatment of Christ. Carrying on the theme of verses 1 and 2, this verse reveals more of the natural man's hatred of the Lord Jesus. Ironically, Christ is rejected by those who need him most. Dr. Cairns began the message by examining the various terms contained in the verse. Today he comes to the teaching of the text. First, we see the wickedness of mankind as revealed in the degeneracy which has characterized humanity since the fall. Now to continue this message entitled, Christ Despised and Dismissed, here is Dr. Cairns.
Christ despised, rejected, the man of sorrows, acquainted, not in a nodding acquaintance, but in a deep personal knowledge, acquainted with grief. And then Christ solitary, we hid our faces from him. I want you to think of what that means. We hid our faces. Now this is speaking of what actually happened in the ministry of Christ and especially at the death of Christ. The next verses immediately take up the theme of his death. We hid our faces. There was no sympathy. Sitting down, they watched him there, but not with any feeling of sympathy. They mocked him there. When he cried, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, they knew quite well. I mean, it wouldn't take you to be a scholar in either Hebrew or Aramaic to know that he was crying, my God. But they turned even. The heartfelt cry, the central cry of the seven from the cross, they turned that most solemn moment into a joke, and they cried, saying, he's calling upon Elias. Let's see if Elias will come to his aid. No sympathy. Christ solitary. It was alone. Utterly, absolutely alone, that Jesus Christ died. Here then are the terms of the text. Let me quickly sum up the teaching that these terms express. The very first thing that arises out of this text is the biblical truth of the wickedness of man. I want you to think this through with me now. We're not just speaking of men in history. We're speaking of men to this day. We're speaking of men and women here. We're speaking of you and me by nature. The wickedness of man. Notice how we have an opening up of the human condition in this verse. The mind of man is blinded. He doesn't see Christ for who he is or what he is. Anybody who can dismiss Jesus Christ as being of no importance or of no account is blind. Man, I want to tell you, if you're in this meeting today and life consists of eating and drinking, partying and working and getting your bank balance together and making your house payments and raising your family and all these things that many of which have a legitimate place in life, but if that's all life consists of, and Jesus Christ has no importance to you, he's of no significance to you, then I tell you, it is a tremendous evidence of mental blindness. Paul speaks in Ephesians 4 of those whose minds are darkened. How dark must be the mind that can look right into the one who is the light of the world and say he's of no importance. How dark must be the mind who can take into consideration Jesus Christ and say he doesn't matter. The mind is blinded. The thinking of that mind is perverted when it despises Christ and the terms of the gospel. When it thinks that other things matter more. Remember Jesus asked the question, what think ye of Christ? Well, the normal man, normal's not a very good word, usually men, because men without Christ are not normal, they're abnormal. But usually men would have to answer that honestly and say they hardly think of him at all. What think you of Christ? That's the challenge of the Word of God to your thinking today. What do you think of Christ? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter at all what you think of this preacher. There'll be people who detested him, no doubt, who'll be in heaven. And there'll be people who loved him who'll be in hell. So what you think of the preacher doesn't matter. Nor does it particularly matter what you think of this group of God's people. But it does matter everything what you think of Christ. What think ye of Christ? And I think that there are many who would have to say, preacher, in all honesty, I hardly think of him at all. In other words, I don't think enough of him to give any thought to him. And when I do think of him, I do not think of him in the terms of Scripture as God the Son revealed for our redemption, as the only Savior from sin, as the only one to make atonement, as the absolute necessity, the one I must have if I'm ever to be saved. I don't think of him as ever being central in my life. Their thinking is perverted. What's wrong with man then and their wickedness? Not only is man's mind blind and his thinking perverted, but his pride is his downfall. I want you to think of this now. Any man who can despise the Son of God, who can think too little of Christ, can only do so for one reason, and that is he thinks too much of himself. A man who has a low estimation of Jesus Christ invariably has too high an estimation of himself. And where Christ is despised, you have men in overweening pride, puffing up themselves. They can do without him. And any man in that condition will find his pride is his downfall. You see that nowadays more than ever before. It's no more true today than it ever was before. But it is certainly more openly expressed today than at least for a very long time, especially in our culture. For a long number of years, for centuries, Western culture and society have been largely fashioned, at least in their outward expression, by the norms of the gospel. And the preaching of human depravity and of divine perfections has at least led to an outward expression of a need for the Lord. But now even those outward expressions are being jettisoned. I mean, every day it seems, you lift your newspaper and you read of human rights. Now, I am not for a moment decrying the basic rights that governments, etc., should never have been able to filch from people. But just the terminology, human rights. One of the most frequently used verbs today is the verb dehumanize. Governments dehumanize people. If you don't go along with the crowd today, if you don't go along with the modern notions of those who want to fashion society in their own humanistic way, you are guilty of dehumanizing. If you believe that only men should be ministers of the Church of Christ, you dehumanize women. That's what we're told. This emphasis on dehumanizing always goes along with a total rejection of the biblical doctrine of depravity. Always. It's always an expression of the overweening pride of men who deny their own sin. And I want to tell you, men will never live up to the real potential of being human until they realize that their humanity has been depraved and it needs to be redeemed. That's the great necessity. But man's pride is his downfall. And of course, his heart, his affections depraved. Notice the words, we hid our faces. A hid face is always the expression of a hard heart. I want you to think of that. And I want you to apply it to yourself. If you're in this meeting this morning and you're not a Christian, hiding your face from Jesus Christ, that hiding of the face is but the expression of the heart. The heart depraved. And of course, his works corrupt, because that hard heart will become guilty. As the text and the Bible readings would indicate, guilty of the very blood of Jesus Christ. So the first truth of the text is the wickedness of man. The second truth that the text teaches is the goodness of Christ. That he willingly endured it all. I was reading just yesterday Luke's account of how the Lord Jesus set his face as a flint to go to Jerusalem. When he passed through the village of the Samaritans, we read they rejected him. Now that's their responsibility. That was their sin. But we're given the deeper purpose of God in it, overruling their sin. There was a deeper reason. And it was because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. Oh, what a picture of the Son of God bearing the load of a world's guilt and sin. The Son of God with a stark and ugly cross in his vision, with all the pain and the anguish of Calvary staring him in the face, and the very people for whom he came to die naturally hating everything he stood for. And yet he set his face like a flint. Not all hell and earth combined could keep him from going to Calvary. He was despised, but he despised not. He was rejected, yet he opened his arms to receive the very guiltiest of his rejectors. He's the man of sorrows who through his sorrow offers the greatest joy that the human heart can ever receive. He's acquainted with grief. He endured the pain in order that we should never endure the pain of utter darkness forever. We hid our faces from him, but he has turned his face toward us with the look of ineffable love. He calls us to himself. The wickedness of man, the goodness of Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.